Hello guys, it's me Sanjay. Welcome to Pandex AI Podcast episode 16. This podcast is about activation function. In artificial neural network, there is already a process of weighted sum of its input and added bias, which we have discussed in a deep learning session. Still, our network don't know about activating a neurons, where that process is going to be handled with the help of activation functions. Activation functions will decide which neurons to be activated and which neurons should not be activated. It is a non-linear transformation which process input before finalizing as an output. There are a lot more types of activation functions. Among that, we are going to see the basics of activation types. We have step function, sigmoid function, ReLU function, leaky ReLU function, and tanH function, and etc. So on that, first of all, while talking about the step function, here we will consider one threshold. If the input values exceed than the threshold value, then that neuron will be activated. For example, if you are taking 0.9 as a threshold, if we got input value to be 0.93, then that neuron will be activated and remaining neuron going to be not activated. And while talking about the sigmoid activation function, it is a non-linear function. It exists between 0 to 1. It is also known as logistic activation function. This graph will look like S-curve, but it will lie only between 0 to 1. And number 3, we are going talking about a ReLU function. If the input is negative, then it will turn that value to 0, where that neuron will not be activated. It does not activate all neurons at a time. It only plot positive value and not a negative graph, because it is already changing each and every negative value into 0. That is mean by a ReLU function. And while talking about the leaky ReLU function, it is the improved version of a ReLU function. Instead of turning the value to be 0 for negative values, we define it as a small linear component of input value. That is known as the leaky ReLU function. And then finally, while talking about a tanH function, it is like a sigmoid function, but its ranges from minus 1 to 1. Because the sigmoid ranges 0 to 1, whereas the tanH ranges minus 1 to 1. This is also going to be looking like same S-curve. It strongly map the to negative values to the negative and zero input mapped to the near zero, which means it is mapping our negative values to the negative and zero input to be mapped with the near zero. So this is known as a tanH function. So these are about basic activation functions and its process. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We'll see you on the next podcast.